So we are up to the middle of Mitzvah Chafaf, the 21st Mitzvah of the Torah, which we said as Sipur Yosias Mitzrayim, the Mitzvah, the commandment to tell over the story of the fact that we left Mitzrayim, and we are up to specifically discussing the laws of the Mitzvah. And in particular, you'll see that the Chinuch actually decides to go through the entire Seder night of what we do. Now, what's interesting is that you'll notice that although you're going to say, what's the point of reading through the whole Seder process? Don't we all know it so well? We've been doing it for so many years. Well, the truth is we've been doing it for so many years according to one basic custom for many of us. That's the Maxwell House custom. But in particular, you'll note that the Haggadah that we use does follow a specific way, whereas the Chinuch actually does diverge in some way. So listen closely as we go through some of it. We'll start tonight, and God willing, we'll continue and conclude tomorrow. So Dini HaMitzvah, the laws of this Mitzvah include, Kigun, for example, HaSeder Shechayavim Yisrael La'asos B'Leva Hazam B'inyan Sudasan, the entire arrangement, the entire Seder that surrounds this whole festive meal that we have, of which all the Jewish people are obligated to perform on this evening, on the 15th of Nisan, V'Kosos Shel Yayin Shechayavim L'Shosan, the four cups of wine that we are obligated to drink, V'Shiur N'Mizikasan, their proper measurement, and their proper amount of dilution that needs to be had with them. Now again, back in the day, they used to have to dilute their wine. Nowadays, we don't have that. Nonetheless, all of those laws are appropriate for this mitzvah. The Sidran and the arrangement of all, the arrangement of the entire night and all the points when we will drink the wine. So, says the Chinuch, he's going to write for us, my son, the description of the entire Seder and his laws. Exactly what he has heard from the sages of his generation. So first, the first thing, what do we start with? We know on Seder night? Kaddish, not according to the Chinuch. But Chila Mevian Mayim, the first thing we do is bring water to all the people at the table. Menotlin Yada Chas, they have to wash one hand. Beshvil Kos Kiddush Shetzrich Nito. Because of the cup of Kiddush they're about to hold, they need to wash their hands so that they can hold the Kiddush cup. And this is, we know a law that we learn in Meseches Brachos, Shabakus must speak in the Tilas Yad HaChas, that when it comes to holding a cup of this liquid, you only need to wash one hand. So again, this is a halacha we do not follow. When the Chinuch has his Seder, when he goes through all the steps, he doesn't start with Kaddish, he really starts with some type of Orchatz. And that is that he just has to wash this one hand so that he is allowed to hold the cup. We do not follow this. We'll find that in a second. But we do not follow this halacha. And according to Jake, the ain mevarchin al netilazel, we don't make a bracha on this washing. He's allowed to wash both of his hands if he wants, but again, no bracha at all. After that, he makes the bracha on grape juice, and he makes the proper kiddush. But again, just as we do, he does not make the alha guffin after that. He doesn't make the after bracha for the wine. And then he washes, the person will wash their hands, make a bracha or not?
No.
Everyone says no. Arthur's right. The Chinuch says you do make a bracha. Again, everyone is correct in that we do not make the bracha, but according to the Chinuch, you do make a bracha at this point. The reason why is because there seems to be a bit of a dispute about whether a person should wash their hands for dipping the vegetables throughout the entire year, right? Where Orchatz comes before Karpas. The truth is that the better opinion to follow probably would be washing your hands throughout the year before dipping vegetables. For whatever reason, we don't seem to follow that. But there are a lot of fascinating halachos that do come out of that. But nonetheless, on the Seder night, when we wash our hands, we don't make before we eat the vegetable, we don't make a bracha, but according to the Chinuch, we do. What happens after that? Umetabel b'yerek, then you dip the karpas into the liquid, and as we know, into the salt water. Mavarich alav bray pri ha'adama lefana, then you make a bray pri ha'adama before it. V'lacharav inu mavarich bray nefashos, and after that you would not make a bray nefashos. Again, we follow that same idea. We try to limit to make sure we don't have more than that we don't have a kezias or more. But he says even if you do, you don't make that after bracha. And then he says something interesting. Lefisha yamtin ad sheyochal hamar, because this person should wait until after he eats the mar. The ha'adama that he makes on the karpas should work for the mar as well. We're supposed to do that as well. We should have that in mind, that the ha'adama that we make for the karpas should work for the mar, for the maror. Then he says something that we don't do. He says, after you finish the maror, then you make a bari nefashos, but we don't do this. Says, don't worry, you're going to say maybe there's a hefsek in between from eating the karpas all the way to eating the maror. You're doing so many things, maybe it's a hefsek. He says, no, don't worry. The hadama that you made on the maror is still okay to use. The hadama that you made on the karpas is still okay to use on the mar, and he's going to explain a commotion on the fire. She's going to explain a little about what we're going to do between the karpas and the mar. A few more quick ideas. V'achar sha'achlu min hayerek b'charosis. After they after we eat the karpas that he says we dip into the charosis. Again, I don't know. Some people, I've never really seen this. People don't usually dip the karpas into the charosis, but he says we do. Mosgan koshini. We then pour the second of the four cups. We then read the Haggadah. What he's specifically talking about is we begin to read the Magid section as we know it, and we include the first two prakim of Hallel with that. Again, he has this custom that we don't do. You wash the one hand so because you're about to lift up the cup of grape juice. Then you make the bracha, the special bracha of Asher Ga'alanu on this second cup. He does not seem to say that we make the second hagafen, but we of course do make the hagafen on all of the cups. V'shosin oso, then we drink it. Oh, he says over here, you don't make a hagafen on this specific cup. And the same thing as the first one, and we follow this custom as well. You don't make the after bracha on this second cup of wine. V'achar, then one more idea. Sheshasu kos shnei nodlin laidem, after you drink that second cup, then you wash your hands. And then, of course, we agree with this. And he says that you should make the bracha on washing your hands because you're about to have the matzah, and we'll stop right here. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with eating the matzah, but you'll see as we go through the rest of the Seder night, the Chinuch continues to have customs that do not sound a lot like ours in some cases, so stay tuned for the rest, but for now, we'll stop right here.